The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio.
Well, thank you very much, folks. This is the Power Hour, and Sheriff Mack is the guest host again. And I'm just wondering, do any of you have anything to talk about? Well, you're my guest host today. America, you're the guest. And please make sure that you call in at 888-429-5471. And you could talk about anything you want. Talk about how, I don't know, is there anything in the news you want to talk about? Like this huge victory of last night and then early this morning. Talk about, is Trump responding like you wanted him to? Is Kamala responding like you thought she would or that you want her to? What do we do now to ensure Trump's safety and success? What will the Democrats do now? Are they capable or dedicated or obsessed again with keeping him from taking office? And will they cause and promote an insurrection? We know how they hate insurrections, and we know how they love to blame Trump for everything. Will they do something again and, of course, blame Trump? Folks, there's a lot to talk about, but first, let's make sure everyone understands that I've been part of the Power Hour ever since it started, way back at the turn of the century. And my dear friend, Joyce Riley, had me on this show so many different times. But let me tell you about one of the times that she helped change my life. When I wrote my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, two nationally renowned broadcast journalists called me the same day and said, "Hey, Sheriff, we haven't had you on the show for a while. Would you like to come on tomorrow?" And I said, "Yes." And then she said, and the other guy as well, said, "Well, do you have anything cooking?" And I said, "I'm in the middle of publishing a new book." "Oh, what's the title?" "The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope." Folks, this conversation took place about January of 2009. I know because I started the book in 2008. And I was getting it printed and published. Of course, it was pretty much self-published, but I had a publisher that was trying to help, and I actually fired him, the company. They didn't know what they were doing, or they were dragging their feet too much, and I had already made commitments on the book. So I fired them, finished the book. It's only 50 pages long, and folks, you can get it at cspoa.org, who's helping sponsor my presence today. But she acted like she was clairvoyant, Joyce, when she called me, and she goes, she knew something was up. And after I did those two shows, we could not keep the book on the shelves. And because of her support, and she continued to support the book, and she continued to support this movement of creating constitutional sheriffs all over the country. Folks, had Kamala got in, as I said on this show before, we would have needed constitutional sheriffs more now than in the history of our country. And now that Trump's in and his enemies are licking their chops, just who's going to have Trump's back? The Secret Service? Are you kidding? No, We want the sheriffs of this country to be ready for any eventuality, to be prepared, and to be prepared mostly to have Trump's back. I'm afraid Trump's going to drop his guard and take too many victory laps and be so happy about this amazing victory that he's going to forget about his own personal safety and that of his family. And now, look, I know he would never forget, especially about his family. I'm not saying he's careless, but I'm saying that people, when they get awarded with things and they're happy, and sometimes they get happy and go lucky, and they forget about the concerns that are very obvious. And so I hope he stays very vigilant, very careful, and I hope that the Democrats don't get too crazy in trying to keep him out. They've got a lame duck session for the next 2 months, two and a half. And will they try something new, or will they just try the same old, same old? Either way, we've got to be prepared for it, and we've got to have Trump's back. Now let's let him get in there and do what he has promised us he will do. So again, folks, the number to call in, we want your calls, 888-429-5471. Also, we want you to know something, and this has been great. I've participated, I've donated, and I've bought stuff, especially the heart drops, from the Power Mall. So make sure, folks, that you go to the Power Mall and become a part of this. The Power Hour is completely funded by you, the listeners and viewers and supporters of freedom, the Constitution, and the American way. So the Power Hour Mall, go to that. Also go and at thepowerhour.com. Thepowerhour.com is where you can make donations and to buy anything, especially some of our stuff. Ha. At thepowermall.com. So, folks, right now we should be celebrating in some ways, but more than celebrate, again, take the victory lap and then let's get back to work. We've got a lot of work to do, and we've got a lot to be concerned about. And when is the violence going to start? I predicted it today. I predicted that as soon as it was announced that Trump was getting in, that there would be widespread violence across America. So I'm glad I'm wrong about that. Doesn't look like anything's happening today, but it will come as a thief in the night. So folks, let's be ready. And yes, I have a couple of news pieces before I get into your calls. And we certainly want your input about what happened. But there were some other real big news. Did you see the story out of the Washington, the not Washington, the New York Post? Guess who was voting in Pennsylvania? Guess who may have helped swing Pennsylvania to Donald Trump? The Amish. That's right, you heard me correctly. The Amish. They historically do not vote. About 3, 4 months ago, I called some Amish friends. Now, folks, I've been very involved with the Amish. First of all, I never pass an Amish restaurant. Man, those are good. Their biscuits and their breakfasts are to die for. And I did that in Florida. They've got some Amish. The Yoders is one name. In fact, I think it was called the Yoder Family Restaurant. And that's in Florida. There's Amish in Florida. And the ones that I've worked with the most are in Wisconsin. And that would be Vernon Hirschberger. And the government was going after him big time because he didn't pasteurize his dairy products. Oh, wow. Now there's a criminal syndicate if you've ever heard of one right there. And so Vernon Hirschberger, I've worked with him a great deal, dear friend. Had lunch in his home with his family, about 9 or 10 kids. And you got to love the Amish, and I do. And then Amos Miller, who was having his farm destroyed by, first it was the federal government. Now it looks like it's the state government. It might even be both. But we're hoping that Trump will put an end to that and that the state will wise up and leave these people alone. So Amos Miller, our best to you. But I talked to Amos and Sam Girod, Amish farmer from Bath County, Kentucky. He got 6 years in prison. He was sentenced by this crook of a judge by the name of Danny C. Reeves, in Louisville, I believe Louisville or Lexington, one or the other. I can't remember which one. I think it was Lexington. And I went to his trial and went to the hearing when he was sentenced. And he was sentenced for three reasons to 6 years. The judge said, Danny C. Reeves. He said he showed no remorse. He's talking about Sam Girod. And he didn't. He was right. He was obstinate. He was right. The judge was right. Sam Girod was obstinate. And I told him that he should apologize if he wanted to get a lesser sentence. He said, I haven't done anything wrong. I'm not apologizing. The other third reason that the judge gave to sentence this man to 6 years was he did not get permission from the FDA. That the judge believes that the federal government has a bureaucracy established to monitor what every farmer and rancher does in this country is absolute tyranny, abuse, and oppression, and it's unlawful. The federal government doesn't have the authority, constitutional or otherwise, to monitor and watch over and do this dictatorial scam or schemes to keep farmers and ranchers in line, no matter what religion they are. But they completely ignore this man's and the Amish. They ignore their right to the pursuit of happiness and freedom of religion. Their religious beliefs do not allow them to pasteurize their milk. Could they if they really wanted to? I'm sure they could, but it's their religious tradition that they do not. And raw milk and raw dairy products are much healthier for you than the ones that are burned and remove all the natural enzymes and vitamins. And yes, I have used these products and I'll be happy to do so again. But I have been in six different states drinking raw milk from Amish. And folks, the crazy thing about that is it's a very dedicated protest on my part because I hate milk. Now, I love ice cream. I like cheese okay if it's really mild and spongy, and I've had those before. I don't like eating cheese plain though very often. It has to be really, really good Wisconsin cheese for that to happen, and I've done that a few times. But I don't like the after milky taste at all. I absolutely hate that milky taste. But putting cheese on enchiladas or sandwiches or anything like that's fine. I don't usually use cheese. I don't do cheeseburgers, but I'll do burgers. But folks, these people, I asked them 3 or 4 months ago, is there a movement? We're hearing things that Amish are going to start voting. Both of them told me that they can vote if they want to, but they hadn't heard anything about Amish getting together to vote. Well, obviously, the ones where Amos Miller lives in Pennsylvania, they decided to vote. Now, I don't know if Amos Miller did. I'm going to still call him. I haven't had time to call him yet because we're getting dozens of calls and texts and emails. And this is the important thing today's show. This show is. And folks, you are it. So I think one of the big stories, besides Trump winning big, and the repudiation of the national movement to get rid of Trump by the media, by the leftist commie organizations, and by the Democrat Party. And Trump derangement syndrome is obviously real. And these people, and I'm going to say this, and I don't care if they get upset. Tell them to come debate me. I would be happy to. But they're capable of anything. They've been lying and cheating for quite some time. So we know they'll lie, cheat, and steal, and use bad language, of course. And they'll make any fabricated story about Trump go, 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 like Adam Schiff did. Lying, lying, lying. He had firsthand evidence that Trump did collude with Russia. We know that's a lie. So what did California do? They made him a United States senator. They gave him a promotion. He is a liar. He is a dishonest leftist hack goon. He is nothing but immoral and dishonest. And I'd love to debate him too. Challenge me. Go ahead, challenge me. But these people are capable of murder. And I'm not just talking about babies in the womb. Of course they want that. That has to be there. Or the Democrats are not happy if we're not killing babies in the womb. Let's be real. But they're capable of any murder. And they would be more than willing to do that if it brings about their agenda and brings about what they've been trying to cheat to do, and that is create a monopoly of leftist power in this country. They don't want to have to go through this every year with the Republicans and fight the Republicans constantly, and they are hell-bent on creating that. I said it, and I'm not taking it back. They are capable of murder. All of them? Probably not. Several of them? Yes. And the ones in the highest places, I believe they have already committed murders. And I'm not just talking about abortion. So abortion was another big story, obviously. And I am so ashamed of my state. They voted for Proposition 139, almost 2-1, to guarantee in the Arizona Constitution the right of the woman to kill a baby in her womb. Folks, I almost cannot control myself emotionally on that issue. I love Arizona. I grew up in Arizona. My dad worked as an FBI agent here for almost 30 years in my hometown where I was sheriff. I love being sheriff in Arizona. It was one of the highlights of my life. Winning a case at the United States Supreme Court was a highlight of my life. But the highest light of my life is my wife, and we'll be married 50 years next year. 2025 will be our 50th. And we're proud of the 5 children we have and proud of the 15 grandkids we have. And we're looking forward to that celebration. But in the meantime, folks, the Power Hour needs to be funded. The CSPOA needs to be funded. And we're going to be out there trying to prevent the catastrophe that I believe the Democrats are considering, our secret, their little secret combinations and secret societies are already planning something. If this goes peacefully for Trump to just take office January 20th, I will be floored, and I will apologize to all of the Democrats, and yes, I will eat crow, and I will humble myself and apologize. I just do not believe that they're going to do that. They're not going to be peaceful. So I apologize for us being late this morning. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, so I hope all of you are still there. And waiting to be on the show. We'll start taking your calls after the bottom of the hour. So, folks, obviously, because of the push for abortion nationwide, I'm proud of Florida. Man, I would consider moving to Florida because of their strong stance against abortion there. God bless Florida. But Maryland and Arizona both voted And I think, I'm not sure if Maryland put it in their state constitution, but Arizona did. How do we fight that now? It's going to be in the constitution. Can we do a lawsuit before the Arizona Supreme Court and say, we the people did not have the authority to legalize the murder of unborn babies? Wouldn't you think that would be an appropriate response to this? You see, folks, we're not a democracy. We don't have the authority to violate the law. Our entire government is based on, man, I got a tickle in my throat or something. I feel fine, honest. We actually have now codified abortion. And you know what the real disdain I have, the real problem I have with that is that that means 60% of the people who voted, what percentage of those people were Christians? Can you believe that we have Christians in this country saying that we should have a constitutional right to kill life at its most innocent, fragile stage? As if that embryo doesn't have a right to keep growing, that child in the womb, as Mary was told she was great with child, and that we've now codified that to be a constitutional right. Folks, are we totally out of our minds? So, folks, yeah, look at all that happened yesterday, that's happening this morning. And okay, good. Still got a couple of minutes before the break. I cannot believe that Arizona did this to us, that Arizona did this to promote the murder of babies. Anyway, folks, we'll come back to your calls. That will be again 888-429-5471. Thanks for being with us on the Power Hour today. God bless America. We'll be right back.
Empower your day by tuning in to the Power Hour live from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time for dynamic discussions and electrifying energy. Got a burning question or a hot take? Call in at 888-429-5471 and be part of the conversation. Can't catch us live? No sweat. Replay the show anytime, anywhere by visiting thepowerhour.com. Want to stay ahead of the curve? Sign up for our daily newsletter and get exclusive show archives and guest info straight to your inbox. Prefer podcasts? We've got you covered on all major platforms and devices. So whether you're tuning in live or catching up on your commute, Power Hour is always within reach. Don't miss out. Join our community and make every hour a Power Hour, because your day deserves a boost.
Power your life with the best health, wellness, and readiness products from thepowermall.com. Each purchase you make doesn't just benefit you, it also supports independent news media. That's right. You're backing the good guys who bring you the truth. Feel good knowing that every dollar you spend helps small businesses grow. Imagine a community where your health is optimized and your mind is well informed. That's the future you're building with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So, take the step today. Empower your wellness and support independent media. Shop smart. Shop independent. Shop thepowermall.com. Together, we make a difference.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
If your wellness routine needs a boost, you're in for a treat. Meet vitamin B17. Did you know that vitamin B17, also known as amygdalin, is a natural compound found in plant-based sources like bitter apricot seeds? It's time to explore how this powerful nutrient can support your overall well-being. Our vitamin B17 capsules and bitter apricot seeds are made with the highest quality standards, ensuring each product is pure, potent, and packed with benefits. Imagine starting your day with a boost of natural goodness. Vitamin B17 is known for its potential health benefits, from supporting your immune system to promoting general wellness. And for those who prefer a convenient option, our extra potent B17 500 milligrams capsules are here to help you on your journey to better health. Why choose Richardson Nutritional Center? Because we believe in providing you with the very best. Our products are meticulously processed to maintain their natural integrity and efficacy. Your health and satisfaction are our top priority. So what are you waiting for? Embark on a natural journey to wellness today. Head over to thepowermall.com or give us a call at 877-817-9829 to place your order. Discover the health benefits of vitamin B17 and take a step towards a healthier, happier you with Richardson Nutritional Center. Act now and feel the difference.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour.
Thank you, folks. We sure hope you're tuning in, that you're turning and tuning in to the Power Hour. As I mentioned earlier, this has a long history in my life and career. Joyce was nothing but good to me. And she really supported the work I was doing. And God bless her for that. Bless her legacy for that. And may she rest in peace. I know that she was really wrapped up in the cause of liberty. And it was her life. And helping veterans and anyone else that had health problems. Nurse Joyce, what a good friend and what a good lady and powerful person. Folks, real quickly, just so you know, again, the Power Hour and the CSPOA are just funded by you. And both the Power Hour and the CSPOA are going to be very much needed as we proceed with Trump taking office. The sheriffs of this country, the broadcast journalists of this country have got to have Trump's back. We've got to expose the truth, and we've got to stand for Donald Trump's dedication to heal our country. So we really, really hope that that this happens. I'm getting lots of calls, and I just got a text right now. Can Carrie Lake win in Arizona? Last night when I was at Jerry Sheridan's office, who looks like he's going to be the new Maricopa County Sheriff, he's ahead by 7%, I believe, right now. I haven't checked it since I started doing the interviews, so I haven't checked it for the last hour or so. Jerry Sheridan is a huge victory for America. Even though it's the greater Phoenix area, it's the fourth largest sheriff's office anywhere in the country. And folks, he is dedicated to defending civil rights against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. He's dedicated to that proposition, as am I. And I look forward to working with him in any capacity to remind him as he goes along in doing his job. To protect the rights of the people, that's number one importance. He gets that. And now he's going to be in charge of the fourth largest sheriff's office in the United States. So let's see what we can do there. Again, go to the Power Mall, powermall.com, and order any products there. That vitamin B12, was it, that she was just talking about? I'm going to get me some of that stuff. But anyway, the vitamins that she has there and the heart drops, fantastic stuff. So go to thepowerhour.com and make a donation, and go to cspoa.org and make a donation to become part of our posse. And we have a caller. Hey, Blaze, are you on the line?
Sheriff Mack, I am here.
Hey, way to go, Blaze. Way to go, man. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, nice hearing you. Always now, good to hear you.
It's been a long time since I've hosted a show and you actually have called in, but thanks for doing that. Blaze, come on. What's on your mind? What's the biggest thing on your mind today after this amazing, I'm not going to say just a Trump victory, because there were some other victories that are totally amazing, but this is very historic. Sure. This is very historic what happened to Donald Trump. What's on your mind most importantly about all of this?
Well, to me, Sheriff, I think many of us would agree that we're giving thanks to the Almighty for, giving us the wisdom to get on our knees and pray for this outcome. I think it's a wonderful symbol that a majority of Americans still have great character and are completely rebuking the Marxist agenda that we have found ourselves in over the last many years. And this is an outright rebuke of boys and girls' bathrooms and murdering innocent children and mutilating children through these sexual transition surgeries. It's a complete rebuke of what has gone on at the border. And we are tired of having our country overrun by the people that are supposed to be protecting these very things. And I think we can all be very joyful today, but get back to work tomorrow by staying in contact with our elected officials, be involved at the local level. As you said, the sheriff, we have to have sheriffs in place that understand their duty and understand their oath. And it is up to us not to sit back down. This is just arriving at the starting line. But I am thankful today and very much excited to looking forward to continuing to push this movement that has, has risen up, groundswell, despite the media's best effort to keep us in our place. I think this is just a great, great day for America. But as you mentioned earlier, I think we all have to be on alert. I certainly agree with the notion that there is going to be some bumps between now and Inauguration Day, and those bumps could be very dramatic.
Yeah, they could be mountains, and I hope they're not. I so pray I'm wrong, because I'm already wrong a little bit, and that is that there would be widespread violence today. So I admit it, I'm wrong, and I hope that you and I are both wrong, that everything's going to go smoothly. But judging the future, but by the past, as Patrick Henry warned us to do, you can't be comfortable with that. They're not going to allow this to be an easy transition.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the people that are pushing to keep conflicts going in Ukraine and Middle East and seeing if they can get something stirred up in the Far East and all of these sort of things that benefit ultimately the globalist banking cabal and the military industrial complex, they're right. I don't think they're going to let this get in the way of their overall agenda. So we have to stay just as diligent in making sure that this does happen. And once he is seated, we have to continue to stay very much engaged, beginning at the local level and pushing all the way back down to the offices in Washington, D.C. that have been so corrupted for so long.
Well, good point. Thank you for that. And let me ask you something. Is it true that Biden and Harris have filtered a lot of money to Ukraine to support them defending themselves against Russia? Is it Is it true that billions and billions of dollars have already been, and I'm not sure how they got authorized, the president cannot send money like Obama sending $10 billion to some Middle Eastern country, you know, on a plane. But what has Biden sent billions of dollars, his administration sent billions of dollars to the Ukraine to support their war effort?
And that's exactly the point. I think, you know, there are so many long-time serving officials in Washington, that being in the House and in the Senate, that have also been corrupted. So obviously that funding has to come through the House initially and the Senate. So there are people that I would suggest have been paid off by these very groups, and they're committed to fulfilling their obligation, the very money that keeps them in power, by funding these things. That's my
Another follow-up to that. And we don't know really where the money went after it gets to Zelensky or to the Ukraine government. We don't know. There's no documentation what they use the money for, right? Okay, so another question. Was Hunter Biden working for some shill company in the Ukraine the last several years and getting millions of dollars because he worked there?
Again, I think there's, you know, from our position here, I think there is an abundance of evidence that would certainly indicate a more thorough investigation needs to be completed to answer that question. But it certainly appears to me that there's an abundance of evidence that would suggest that.
Well, he admitted, I mean, even Hunter admitted on the interviews that he was on some board of directors for some oil company or power company in the Ukraine. Right? Am I wrong?
Yes, I saw that as well. Yes.
So then, does that make you, because it does me, but does it make you suspicious as to why Biden, President Biden, was sending money to the Ukraine to keep them happy so that they did not disclose the truth about the money that Hunter was fencing or filtering or money laundering to the big guy? And that would be Mr. Biden, President Biden. Are there any connections there, or am I out of line?
No, I would say there's positively connections there. And I think that they probably go beyond the office of the president. I think there are other people that have benefited from these ongoing conflicts. And you know, ultimately, I think the biggest chunk of that money is going to the military industrial complex and the international banking community, who really has no loyalties to a particular country, certainly not ours. I think these people want this country out of the way. And to me, this pushback across America, and we see many down ballot switches as well. I think this is a pushback. The American people finally stood up and said, no, we do not want this going on. We recognize what you criminals have been up to down there. And my estimation is, if you've gone into office and broke your oath, your promise to us, the people, then you're a criminal. You have broke the supreme law of the land, and that would make you a criminal, because if you break any other law in this country, you're a criminal. And I would suggest then that those people that have been sitting in office for decades breaking their promise to the American people, they are criminals and they need to be held accountable.
Well, amen to that. Another question along the Ukraine-Russia conflict, war, whatever you want to call it. Has the United Nations done anything to push or punish Russia for invading the Ukraine? What has the United Nations done to try to end this war?
I don't know that they've done anything, but you know, as we had previously signed a treaty and then basically threw it out the window days later, and have continued to push toward, you know, what was at one time Russian soil against the wishes of those, you know, the Russian government, They've told us for 25 years, do not keep pushing closer and closer and closer, setting up military bases and chemical weapons laboratories and this sort of thing. And I think this country has continued to antagonize them, again, to the benefit of the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. I have not seen one thing that the UN has done, not even censoring or removing Russia from the top five countries in the world that are supposed to be helping keep peace. They've never done anything. They haven't tried to censor or do anything to Russia for doing this. And it's obvious that it's obvious the United Nations is not doing their part in keeping the peace in the world. Just the opposite. That's what I'm going to say.
Absolutely not. We ought to pull out of the United Nations. And you know, most of the funding comes from this country anyway.
I know.
The good news to me, Sheriff, is that with Trump in there, and hopefully he's going to be seated here over the next 75, 76 days, I think there is a much higher likelihood that we can wind that thing down over there, because
yes.
I think he is going to have a much more significant presence on the global stage than what we've had in a long time.
Well, that was, yeah, absolutely. And the bottom line on all of this is we've got a lot of work to do. And obviously, we're still pulling for Kerry Lake, a good friend of mine, and a real freedom fighter out here in Arizona, won big time as state senator, Mark Finchem, who has been on this show before with me. So Mark Finchem, a very dedicated constitutional statesman. He won out here in Arizona, but we're still hoping for great news throughout this day, and I'll be watching it with you, and hopefully we have even better news that Trump will have a supportive United States Congress, House of Rep, and Senate. Well, Blaze, thanks for calling in. Sure appreciate the work you and your daughter do, and thanks for being a part of the Power Hour today.
Yeah, very much appreciate being on with you, Sheriff, and we'll talk again soon.
We will. Thank you, sir. See you soon. Have we just been given a little reprieve here? Because are the Democrats going to stop destroying America? Trump was right when he said, we're going to repair our country. We're going to fix the country. Kamala and Biden broke it. No, they're not the only ones that broke it. First of all, Obama really started a lot of this. And quite frankly, let's go back in history. FDR really started a lot of this. LBJ started a lot of this. Nixon had his hand in a lot of this. Corruption is the problem. The greatest threat to our God-given American liberty is our own federal government. And welcome to the show, Dion. Are you there?
I am here. How's it going?
Well, you're on the Power Hour with Sheriff Mack, obviously. And I wanted to get your comments. I know that you and I talked a little bit before, and that I predicted that the cheating would happen and would keep Trump out. I also predicted that today would be a day of pretty bad violence and unrest and protests across the country. I'm really grateful that I'm wrong on both counts. Very grateful. Very, very grateful. And I admit it when I'm wrong. And I am so grateful that I'm wrong. Even when I said that, I prayed that I was wrong. And I have prayed a lot about this election. And I think our prayers were answered. But what is on your mind most about today and what happened last night?
I think everyone's surprised that Trump pulled it off. I think we all felt that there was going to be the cheating of 2020 and another term of the Barack Obama regime. My biggest concern right now is getting Trump to inauguration and actually getting him to the White House. I feel that the establishment is going to try to take another attempt at taking him out. They do not want him in power. And I feel like his safety is a bit my biggest concern. And then the possibility of the civil unrest that the Soros crew and Obama and that bunch is going to potentially bring to our country prior to inauguration.
Well, I think you called it right, Dion. I think you called it right. This is a lot of the machinations of one Barack Obama. And I'm really grateful that he didn't allow his wife to run, because I think she would have been a much more formidable a candidate than was Kamala. I don't think the Democrats could have got a worse pair to run for the Democrats anywhere in the country. The two worst people they could possibly put up as president and vice president, Walz and Harris, it couldn't have been worse. What do you think of that?
Well, neither one of them had a policy that the American public could relate to. I mean, all the policies that they ran on historically is basically just mental illness. cutting children's genitals off without parental consent, boys playing in girls' sports, tampons in the boys' bathroom. I mean,
our last caller mentioned that, and I can't believe the Democrats did this part, and that is really attempting to destroy female sports, women's sports, altogether. And I said, how do they expect to keep women on their side and destroy women's sports the way they were doing it? And
they're trying to destroy the nuclear family. They're trying to destroy our country. I mean, we were the last one standing. If America falls, where do you run to? There is no safe haven for us.
Very good point.
Again, we were in another term of Barack Obama this last term, and he had all his leftover crew that basically sabotaged Trump, his whole administration. You know, people fail to realize that they had left Trump alone and let him do his job, how much greater this country would have been after that first term, and then on into the second term that he got cheated out of.
Well, he's back now, and we really hope that the Democrats will just, okay, if he is so bad, sit back and watch. Just stay out of the way this time. Don't impeach him. And how ridiculous can you get? You impeach the guy when he wasn't even in office. This is how stupid and deranged the Democrat leftist machine is. And I'm glad that the Democrats and the national media got slapped last night. They all deserved a good slapping. They all deserved a good butt kicking. And that's basically what they got.
I wouldn't even call them a media source. They're all propaganda. The mainstream propaganda. And very true. If you want to get real news, you got to listen to people like Alex Jones and
the Power Hour.
Exactly. Yeah. And so,
I've been on with Alex Jones starting about 30 years ago, and he interviewed me about my Supreme Court case all the time. And Joyce Riley right here on the Power Hour, God rest her soul, she's passed now, but her work lives on and on. And I'm glad that Catherine and others are keeping the Power Hour alive, and I'm proud to be a guest host today. And Dion, I thank you for calling in. And this is a crazy time in American history. But right now, this historic victory for Donald Trump is something for the ages.
And one final word. Thank you to people like Elon Musk, who pretty much gave us an outlet to have some more to discuss these things and not be sensitive with X.
Well, thanks so much for your support, Dion. Thanks for calling in. God bless you and your family. Give my best to your dad.
You too. Take care.
See you soon. Folks, this has been the Power Hour. It's an hour that we were a little bit late on, but this is a great time for America. Power Hour has always been great for America.
There has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. To buy gold and silver direct, call our partners at Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can reach them at 888-747-3309 and make sure
to
tell them the Power Hour sent you.
In a world full of uncertainties, one thing you can control is your preparedness. Heaven's Harvest is here to help you protect your family when it matters most. Imagine having peace of mind with every meal, knowing it's non-GMO and made right here in the USA. From emergency survival food that lasts up to 25 years to heirloom seeds that ensure your garden thrives, we've got you covered. Why wait for a crisis when you can be ready now? With Heaven's Harvest, you're not just buying supplies, you're investing in your family's future. Secure your peace of mind with Heaven's Harvest. Stay prepared, stay safe. Your family deserves it. Visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 and take the first step towards ultimate preparedness today.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.